Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Hey, hope you've enjoyed the Ozark Health and Orthopedic and Spine Clinic Thayer Bobcat pregame show. Both teams are taking the field now. Thayer Bobcats and Houston Tigers. Early in the Bobcats wearing the white and white, trimmed in green with a green helmet and a big white tee slapped on the side. Houston Tigers in the familiar black, trimmed in red. The home uniforms for the Tigers. Bobcats, of course, in the road white. And we're just about ready to get this one going. Batman Adam, this is exciting being out here in the bleachers with all the folks.
I feel like we're cage side right now.
I feel like we're just fans watching the game.
We're just going to talk a lot more than that.
Dylan Shelton set to kick it off for the Houston Tigers. Their Bobcats with their secret weapon back there deep to receive. And that, of course, is Corbin Taylor. Corbin has been really good running kickoff back here over the last few weeks, a freshman. And the upbacks are Brandon Spencer and Tommy Gunpool over around the 25-yard line. Our officials are marking ball ready for play, teed up on the 40. Here we go. Kicker with the wind at his back, puts it in the air, taken by Taylor. Back around the 10-yard line to the 15 and 20. Gets tripped up and across the 25 to about the 28-yard line. Pretty good return by the freshman. And the Thayer Bobcats send out the offense. Dawson Harris is back at quarterback after missing a week due to a concussion, but he's okay. And you know he's got to be excited to come out here and get back in action after having to miss a week.
Oh, yeah, you know he's chomping at the bit. Do want to point out that Taylor was a shoelace away from taking that one to the house.
He really was. It was a nice open field tackle. They just tripped him up at the last second. Bobcats first down brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Bobcats come out, split backfield, got a man wide to the far side. Harris turns, gives it to Dubois. Dubois running over the right side, gets tripped up just across the 30. Going to pick up about 3 yards all the way. It'll be a second down and 7. For the Thayer Bobcats running out of the split back, and Jordan making the tackle for the Houston Tigers. Bobcats bringing the plays in and out with the wide receiver, number 27, back in the ballgame for Thayer. Tucker Wade as number 3. Colton Mills came out. Bobcats, 2 receivers to the far side, 1 in the slot. Split back, so they give it to Tommy Poole. Poole breaks the tackle, gets up near the first down marker, running over the left side. He'll be near the 39-yard line, and looks like, to me, it's just going to be a little bit short. Just about a yard short of the first down marker, so Thayer looking to move the sticks here in the first quarter. Just underway from Houston on a beautiful Saturday afternoon for football. Bobcats come out here in a power T formation, double tight set. Harris, long signal count, gives it to Tommy Poole, cuts it upfield, got the first down, and more. No, that's Dominic Boyce. Boyce all the way down to the 40-yard line, breaking tackles. And the Thayer Bobcats with a first down on a 22-yard run by Dominic Boyce. Boyce, who had a couple of big runs last week in the win over Salem.
He even dribbled one.
Yeah, he did. And he gets the first down here. They marked the ball on the Houston 40-yard line. Well, Thayer Bobcats coming out running. Remember, this drive started at their own 29-yard line. Dominic Boyce.
Seems to be a really big sense of urgency by the Bobcats.
Yeah, it does. Bobcats got 3 receivers in a bunch on the far side to give to Tommy Poole. Tommy trying to get outside. Gets hit in the backfield. Gets out of that tackle, but he's going to lose about 3 yards on this play. Back to the 43.5-yard line. So Houston been watching some of the early films of Tommy Poole running the football. He's the guy that they apparently want to stop. They're bringing another substitute in, number 8, on off the field, Thomas Poole.
Dominic Boyce.
And Dominic Boyce checking in. Second down and 13. Bobcats put it in the air for the first time. They come out with a powerized set. They're going to turn, give it to Boyce. Boyce breaks the tackle and is inside the 40.
That was number two.
That was he's called. Also had a good week last week. He picks up six yards. Makes it a third down and about 7 for the Thayer Bobcats. Not a position you want to be in if you're the Bobcats. Third and long. Play coming in. Down to 9:30 to go in the first quarter. Bobcats with a 3rd and 7 inside the Houston 40-yard line. Again, power eye formation to hand it off. Ball going over the left side and across the 35 to about the 33-yard line. Poole will pick up about 3 or 4 on the play. It'll bring up a 4th down. Or the Thayer Bobcats. 4th and a long 3, obviously inside the 35-yard line. Thayer's going to go for it here.
Yeah, I would look to give the big step, Dubois.
I would think so. And the Bobcats bring, again, they're bringing plays in and out. Maddox Underwood comes out. And number two, Heath Combs, checks back in for Thayer. Bobcats going to come out of the double wing. Combs and Poole on the wing. Dubois in the backfield to give it to Poole. He reverses it to Combs. Combs breaks the tackle at the 30, to the 20, to the 10. Touchdown. We got a flag down in the Thayer Bobcat backfield. A flag down in the Bobcat backfield. And it's going to be holding against the Thayer Bobcats. So they ran the reverse, and Combs goes for the touchdown. Would have been a 33-yard touchdown run, but it's going to back him up 10. And now the Bobcats might punt this ball. It's going to end up being fourth and about 13 after they mark it off. But a holding call against the Bobcats, and the touchdown comes off the board. And they say one of the linemen reached out and grabbed the defender around the waist. There we go. Fourth and 13 with the Bobcats. They're going to punt the ball. Cooper Clark stands back around his own 45-yard line. He'll kick it away. Two receivers going deep for Houston. One of them's number one, Jordan Arthur. He is a speedster. Good snap. Clark puts the foot into it. High end over end kick. Arthur's going to let it hit at the 10-yard line. And it checks up right there. That'll be down at the 12. That's where the Houston Tigers will have it. First and 10 from their own 12-yard line. And we'll say thanks to some more Thayer Bobcat boosters helping bring you the game, including Allen Supported Living in Thayer, Charlotte Allen, Legacy Auto Body and Towing in Thayer, and Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer. Here come the Houston Tigers for the first time. We'll have to see who's going to be a quarterback because they like to shift them around. Is that number two back there? I believe it's number two. Bryson takes the snap, gives on a handoff. Number one, Arthur on the carry, getting out across the 15 to about the 17-yard line. About a 5-yard pickup on first down. Arthur, number one, picks up about 5 on first down, maybe 6.
On the play, that'll make it 2nd and 4.
2nd and 4 for the Houston Tigers. Their Bobcat defense is going to have to be good today.
Especially against these Houston Tigers running that two-headed monster offense that they've got.
Yeah, you never know who the quarterback's going to be, and they like to throw the football around. Houston breaks the huddle. Shotgun formation for Bryson Jordan. Jordan, signal count. Oh, a hard snap, a hard count, and the Bobcats jump offside. Right in the middle of the field, the Thayer Bobcats jump offside, and that will give the Houston Tigers a first down. Out across the 23 to about the 23-and-a-half-yard line. And the Houston Tigers move the chains, so a pair of penalties in this game here in the first quarter. And the Houston Tigers get their first down of the afternoon. Just underway here at Middleman Sports Complex. Here they get to the back, trying to get to the outside. Breaks one tackle, not the second. Bobcats will bring him down at about the 29-yard line. Number 13 on the carry, that is Lane Stego. 5'11", 202-pound senior running back.
2nd and 4.
So about 6 again on the play for Houston. They'll line up for a 2nd down and 4 at their own 29-yard line. Bobcats trying to get a stop here and get the ball back. Thayer was moving it right down the field on the Houston defense until a holding penalty called back a touchdown on a 33-yard run. And Houston still in shotgun formation. Quarterback. Number two, Bryson Jordan in the backfield, looking to run, just taking off to the left. He's hitting the backfield, gets off that tackle, still cuts in the field, got a first down, and finally taken out of bounds at the 35-yard line, running to his left. That was number three, actually. D.J. Riley was in for that snap. So D.J. Riley picks up about 6 yards and a first down for the Houston Tigers out to their own 35-yard line. So I guess had them backed up to the 12, Houston. A pair of first downs, got it up to the 35. We're down to 6:38 to go in this first quarter. Houston taking their time in the huddle. Down to 15 on the play clock as they come to the line. Two receivers wide to the far side. They haven't put it in the air yet. Now they got a guy coming wide to the near side. Quarterback number three, D.J. Riley, is back there by himself. Now everybody shifts to the right side. And Riley going to give it on a handoff on a little inside play, and that's going to lose a yard for number 10, Aaron McCarthy. McCarthy loses the yard on the carry. A little trickery by the Houston Tigers. You heard Coach Merle Hancock in the pregame show talking about that. Houston tends to throw in a few trick plays here and there. That one didn't work. Bobcats stuffed it out. So Xavier Gonzalez coming up making a play from his linebacker spot for Thayer. Second down and long for the Houston Tigers. They will not be afraid to put this ball in the air. Bobcats get ready for it. Down to 14 on the play clock. Houston hadn't broken the huddle now. Now they do with 10. Clock counting down. Number two, Bryson Jordan's at quarterback. Got a man on his right side to protect. Two receivers in the bunch on the near side. And Jordan rolling to his right, dumps it off, passes caught at the 40, brought down immediately at about the 41. Pass complete to Malachi Morgan, number 25, and the play's going to go for about 8 yards. It'll make it third down and three for the Houston Tigers. They come up in a hurry, hand the ball off, and the ball carrier hit at the line and brought down Xavier Gonzalez, number 13, Lane Stego on the carry. And he picks up a yard. It's fourth down and two for Houston. Will they go for it here at midfield? Matter of fact, they're on their own end. Or are they going to punt this ball away?
I think they're going to go for it.
It looks like they're going to go for it on a fourth and two from inside their own 45-yard line. Now they got the wind at their back. They can punt and sit the Bobcats deep in their own end. Houston going to gamble early. A fourth and two with the Tigers. Bobcat defense looking for a stop. Two receivers, including Jordan Arthur, wide to the big side, and the Bobcats jump off sides again and give them a first down. Second time on this drive, the Bobcats have jumped off sides and given Houston a free first down. Boy, Statman Adam, you just can't do that and expect to win football.
No, you've got to watch the football. He can say whatever he wants back there at the quarterback. You just watch the football.
And that's all you've got to do. The lineman is pounded into your head from the time you're in the third grade playing Mighty Mice. You don't move to the football move. Houston, press set of downs at their own 48-yard line. There's quarterback going to give on a handoff. Ball carrier sidesteps the tackler, breaks into the secondary, all the way down to the Bobcat 26-yard line, but a penalty flag is down back at the 45, and I think this will come back. There's a nice run.
They called the face mask on the defense.
Did they really?
They did.
They're calling a face mask. He never got touched until he got down to inside the 40. I don't know where that came from. But anyway, it's a first down for the Houston Tigers plus some. If they call it the 5-yard variety or the 15-yard variety, they're going to call it the 5-yard variety. Takes the ball down to near the 30-yard line. Well, the Houston Tigers, beneficiary of back-to-back penalties, and have got it first and 10 at their own 30, or at the Bobcat 31-yard line. They've got a receiver going wide to the far side, one to the near side, and a player in the slot. Quarterback this time, number two, Bryson Jordan. Nope, number three, I'm sorry, G.J. Riley. Riley trying to run with it over the left side, gets hit and drugged down in the backfield. Number 24, Dominic Boyce, and Cooper Clark.
Mr. Clark to you.
Cooper Clark helping out on the tackle, a loss of 5 yards on the play for the quarterback, D.J. Riley. That's the second time on this drive the Bobcats have made good penetration. And make it second down and about 14 yards to go. Ball back to the 35-yard line. That actually going to get to the Bobcat 21. So second down and long here for Houston. They have not yet looked like they wanted to throw the football. They seem to be content just to run. That time the quarterback just took it, ducked his head, and went.
Yeah, the one time they did throw it, they had success. 8 yards on it.
Yeah, Jordan is the quarterback. He's going to run right up the middle. Little draw play. He's going to get down to about the 30-yard line. Pick up about 5 yards, and did that ball come out? Bobcats have got it. It is. Cooper Clark got the ball on a fumble by the Houston Tigers. Cooper Clark recovers at the 30-yard line. So the Houston Tigers with a big mistake. They were rolling it down the field. The quarterback got hit. The ball popped out, and Mr. Clark, to me, jumped out and jumped on it.
But he's a lot bigger than I am, so I'm kind of scared of him.
He's about 6'1 and about 240. First and 10, Thayer Bobcats at their own 30-yard line, second possession of the first quarter. Dawson Harris comes out, double back set, runs the split back, gives it to Tommy Poole. He dives up to near the 40-yard line.
That's a big
Zeb Dubois. Wasn't it? Zeb Dubois is going to pick up 9 on the play. Second down and 1 for the Thayer Bobcats here. We're down to 2:58 to go in the first quarter. Good game going. Here at the Millman Sports Complex in Houston, Missouri. Final football game of the SCA schedule for this week. Everybody else played on Friday night. Bobcats break the huddle in the double wing formation. Dubois in the fullback. Man goes in motion. They're going to hand it off. That is Combs. Combs cuts inside the defender. Breaks free. And gets out to the 49-yard line for a first down. That is an 11-yard pickup for Heath Combs. And the Thayer Bobcats move the sticks. Another first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. One of our dedicated listeners, the Thayer Bobcat football, is not listening today.
No, I've seen that.
Yeah, Mr. Steve Looney, he's right behind us.
Legend.
How you doing, Mr. Looney? First and 10, Thayer Bobcats. After the 48-yard line, after a good run by Heath Combs. Combs back there again, but they give the Dubois, running over the left, a big fullback out across the 50 to the 40, catching a field to the 30 and the 28-yard line before he's knocked down. That is a pickup of 24 yards for Zeb Dubois, running over the left side, and the Thayer Bobcats have found a hole in that left side or the right side of the Houston Tiger defense. Left side of the Thayer Bobcat offense, blowing big holes and blocking everybody. Thayer now into the Community First Banking Company red zone. Ball first and 10 at the 29-yard line of the Houston Tigers. Bobcats hands it off to Dominic Boyce. Boyce breaks the tackle and going to get hit there and driven back. Only going to pick up about a yard on that play. Trying to run the right side, which appears to be the strong side for the Houston Tigers. Bobcats have had a lot more success this afternoon running the ball to the left.
Second and 9.
Boyce is out for the Bobcats. Number 3 checking back in. That is Colton Mills. Second and 9 for the Bobcats. Again, in the Community First Banking Company red zone of the Houston Tigers. No score here, Houston. Minute 30 and the clock running in the first quarter. Harris up under center. Split backs behind him. Gives to the second man. That is Poole. Poole's inside the 25 to about the 24-yard line. Pickup of about 5 yards. About 5 yards on the play. Make it third down and about 6. Actually, he picked up about 4. And make it third down and a long 5, maybe short 6. There, Bobcat offense rolling. Down to 17 seconds on the play clock. Down to 57 seconds to go in the first quarter. Bobcats running into the wind here. Power eye formation on third down. They pitch it to Combs. Combs over the left side. He got to the 20. Down to the 15 and taken out of bounds there. And that'll be a good pickup of, 9 yards on the play for Heath Combs, who is really starting to come into his own after sitting out a year of football his sophomore year last year, back as a junior, and boy, has he really turned it on the last 2 weeks. Over 100 yards rushing last week. And
that run there looked almost effortless.
It did. It did. First and 10 for the Bobcats down to the Houston 15-yard line. They are threatening to score with the ball deep in the Community First Banking Company red zone. Now Bobcats come back to the huddle. Down to 18 on the play clock. 40 seconds to go. Clock stopped on the ball that went out of bounds. And Thayer just standing around. I don't know what
the
they're waiting
made
on.
Him go back to the huddle.
Yeah, and now they reset the play clock. So now here we go. Bobcats break the huddle. Got a man wide to the far side. Riley White wide to the near side. Bobcats in the split back there. Turn to Tommy Poole, and he's hit immediately at the line of scrimmage. Might actually lose a yard on that play. And, boy, they've got Tommy Poole scouted.
Scouted very well. He's got 10 yards on 5 carries.
Yeah, of course, went over 200 in the season opener at Hayti. Went over 100 week 2 against Lighthouse Christian. Had about 80 against the Liberty Eagles. Over 100 last week. Bobcats here in a power eye on a second down and 10. Harris turns, gives the ball to Poole, running this time over the right. Dives ahead. We'll pick up a little bit of yardage. Maybe a yard is two they give him on the play. Down to the 13-yard line. And that'll be the final play in the first quarter. After one quarter play here in Houston, Thayer Bobcats, Houston Tigers tied at 0. We'll be back with your second quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's a big decision changing floors in your home or office. Do I change to laminate? Do I switch to carpeting? It can be confusing and stressful. Guess what? You need to see the flooring experts at Thayer Decorating downtown, where they can ease your mind and give you options. They are the flooring experts. Wood and laminate flooring of all types and carpeting samples galore. Lots of people are going back to carpet. Plus, they lay shower tile in ceramic and mosaic. Trust HC, Charity, or Edna at Thayer Decorating for answers to your home decorating remodels.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, and go Bobcats.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, you got a great game shaping up here at Millman Sports Complex in Houston. The Thayer Bobcats and the Houston Tigers. Thayer Bobcats have the ball 3rd and 8 from the Houston, what about the
12-yard
line. About the 13-yard line. Thayer Bobcats looking for the first score of the game. Actually did score already once, but it was called back on a holding penalty. With Heath Combs went 33 yards for a touchdown, and a hold brought that one back. That's why we're still at 0-0 here at Tiger Stadium. Thayer Bobcats with the football. 3rd down and long. Bobcats will send Riley White wide to the far side. They like to throw that tight end screen out here to Brandon Prince. See what they do here. Harris going to hand it off to Dubois. Dubois breaks the tackle. Gets inside the 10-yard line down to about the 8. Going to bring up a 4th down and about 3 yards to go. They are obviously going to go for it. Although they do have a pretty good wind at their back, and Cooper Clark has been kicking the ball extremely well. But I don't think they'll try and kick it here. Bobcats on a 4th down and about 3 yards to go for the Thayer Bobcats. That was a hard run by Zeb Dubois. And number 2, Heath Combs checking into the ballgame for the Thayer Bobcats. I might just bring him wide to the right side. Challenge that left side of the Houston defense again. 4th and 3. Thayer Bobcats break the huddle. Dawson Harris in a single wing with 2 receivers wide to the near side. Now we get a timeout call by the Thayer Bobcats. No score at Houston. Just underway in the 2nd quarter. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
I am born in Thayer, Missouri, the son of Ron Cornelius. I am a 1986 Mountain Home Arkansas Bomber. I am a 1994 SMSU Springfield, Missouri alumni. I am a licensed real estate broker since 1997. I am Coach Korn of the SCA. I am Solomon Cornelius. I am Monarch Realty.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, we're in a timeout here at Millman Sports Complex in Houston. Thayer Bobcats with a big play early in this game. 11:15 to go in the first half. A scoreless first quarter, and the Thayer Bobcats trying to put some points on the board here in the second. They've got it 4th and 3 down to the Houston 7-yard line. Got to get about to the 4. Or a 1st down. You know what they do? Brandon Prince is going to come out 1st out of the huddle. Come wide to the near side. Number 2 coming out there with him. That is number 2 is Heath Combs. Bobcats line it up. Give it to Dubois. Dubois running straight ahead. Going to have a 1st down for the Thayer Bobcats down to the 3-yard line. Jeb Dubois says the Bobcats spread the field, then handed it to the fullback. That would have been
another Bobcat 1st down.
I was thinking a green blast.
Oh, that was a green glass, wasn't it? Sorry, I was doing math. You caught me off guard.
He played for me in Mighty Mike. That was a green blast. All right, first and goal to go for the Thayer Bobcats. They're in the Community First Banking Company red zone of the Houston Tigers. 3 yards for a touchdown, 4 tries to get there. Bobcats come out of the power eye. They turn, they hand it to the deep back. That is Boyce. Boyce gets his legs cut out from under him right at the line of scrimmage. Dominic Boyce. Trying to high step it over that left side to avoid that hit, but didn't get it done. It'll be 2nd down and goal to go from the 3-yard line. Or the Thayer Bobcats. Houston Tiger fans hoping for a big goal line stand here by their big red defense. Home of the big red, what they call this place.
Is it right on the wall over there?
There's over there. All right, Thayer Bobcats will break the huddle on a 2nd and goal to go from about the 3-yard line. Line up in a double wing formation. Got a man going in motion. They hand it to Dubois. No, Dawson Harris going to keep it, and he's into the end zone for the touchdown. Dawson Harris with the 1st touchdown that counts in the game. Mayor Bobcats take a 6-0 lead over the Houston Tigers with 10 minutes to go in the first half. Dawson Harris with a nice fake to the fullback, and then just it was easy sailing to the end zone from there. Bobcats line up with a swinging gate. Looks like they're going to go for two. Harris got a man in motion. They snap it right to the motion, man. Oh, and East Combs gets cut down shy of the goal line. That'll mean the score remains 2-6. 10-12 to go in the first quarter. Thayer leads Houston 6-0. We'll be back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Good luck to the Thayer Bobcats all season long. The community has your back and wishes you great success. Daniel and Monica Bowers are both 1997 graduates from THS, along with Austin as a 2018 graduate, who take a lot of pride in our school district. They encourage our youth to exercise teamwork, and they know that hard work pays off in life. So from Bowers Tie Mill and Logging, they say go Bobcats. Call Daniel or Austin if you have logging needs in the area. The Bowers family, proud Bobcat supporters.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Back to the voice of the Thayer Bobcats, Mike Crace.
Back in the Billman Sports Complex, and the Thayer Bobcats have just scored the first points of the game. 6-0, Thayer leads the undefeated Houston Tigers. Big SCA showdown here this afternoon, and a big game for the district standings as we reach the midpoint of the season. Bobcats. The ball at the 40-yard line. They'll break the huddle and we'll tee it up and kick it to the Houston Tigers. Dangerous play here. The Houston Tigers got some fast guys back there to receive and return this kick. Bobcats, first time they've kicked off to Houston here this afternoon. Cooper Clark comes to the ball, kicks a low liner, takes a bounce. Still on the ground, finally bounces up at the 15-yard line. Houston's got it, running right up the middle. Ball carrier still on his feet out to the 30 and brought down at the 32-yard line by a whole bunch of Thayer Bobcats. Number 4 helping out on the tackle there for Thayer, Trenton Johnston. And here come the Houston Tigers with their second possession of the afternoon. And Thayer leads it 6-0. This may be the first time Houston has trailed in a game all season.
It very well could have. I only have 4 first downs on the game.
4 first downs, no points on the board. The Bobcats recovered a fumble when Houston was on the move on their last drive. Here's the quarterback looking to throw the ball over the middle. It's going to be incomplete. Oh, a little hook and ladder. Hook and ladder by the Houston Tigers. Bobcats were on it, though. It's going to go for close to a first down, unless they mark the receiver down. And they are going to mark him down back at the 36-yard line. So his knees hit as he made the catch. That was Jordan Arthur. It'll be 2nd down and 7 after a 3-yard gain on the short pass play. Number 3, D.J. Riley, and number 1, Jordan Arthur. If it would have counted the pitch, he would have had a first down. And again, D.J. Riley back there to throw. Going to hand the ball off. It's on the ground. A fumble recovered by the Houston Tigers all the way back at the 31-yard line. They tried to hand it off to Arthur deep in the backfield, and he fumbled it. And quickly, Arthur got back on the ball, back in the 31. That'll be a loss of 5 yards, brings it 3rd down and a short 12 for the Houston Tigers. Bobcat defense.
They were all over that one.
They were all over that play. They were going to run that little wide receiver end around. Arthur was in the slot, and he's in the slot again. D.J. Riley, the quarterback. Looking to throw it as he rolls to his right. Throws this one up in the air. This ball is going to be intercepted. Brandon Prince with the interception at the midfield strike. Returns it to the 48. And the Thayer Bobcats take over with their 2nd turnover of the game. Bobcats recovered a fumble. And here, just a poorly thrown ball by Riley. And the only person that could catch that ball did. That was Brandon Prince for the Thayer Bobcats. So Prince. With the interception, the Thayer Bobcats have got the ball back on the Houston side of midfield. Maddox Underwood into the game for Thayer. 1st and 10 at the Houston 48-yard line. Bobcats break the huddle. Already leading 6-0. Thayer lines up in a power eye formation, double side set. They're going to give it to the deep back. That is Thomas Poole. Poole breaks the tackle to the 40. On his feet down to the 36 and tipped up there and brought down. They're marking down at the 37. That's going to be a 1st down for the Thayer Bobcats on
about a 12-yard
pickup for Tommy Poole. Tommy Gunn Poole.
gives them 24 yards on 7 carries.
24. Bobcats are led this afternoon. Well, 24-24. 23-46 by DuBois.
That's got 46.
First and 10, Thayer. He's going to throw the football pass complete to Riley White at the 30-yard line, and he gets his feet taken down right there, but that's going to be about a 7-yard pickup on first downs with Thayer Bobcat. Boy, you like to stay in front of the chains.
Always. Anytime you can do that, you're going to win a football game.
Like to stay in front of the chains. It'll be second down at about 3. It's a long 3. For the Thayer Bobcats here, offense on the move. Ball sits right on the 30-yard line. They got to get to the 27 for a first down. Bobcats take their time in the huddle. Down to 17 on the play clock. And they line up 2 receivers wide to the near side. White is in the slot. Bobcats running out of the double wing. Give it to Tommy Poole. Looking to get outside. Hesitates and gets cut down. Has a nice tackle by Bryson Jordan out there in the open field. 1-yard pickup makes it a 3rd down and long 2 for the Thayer Bobcats. And the Bobcats are in the Community First Banking Company red zone. Inside the 30-yard line. Just shy of the 29. Got to get to about the 27 for a first down. Might get a heavy dose of Zeb DuBois right here. Dawson Harris up under center. Bobcats double tight set. And they give this one to Dominic Boyce. Boyce gets hit up in the hole, but it's going to be close to the first down marker.
It's
going to be very close. The guy on the down marker over there marks it about 6 inches short. The official's taking a look at it, and it's going to bring up 4th down and about 6 inches for the Thayer Bobcats. Ball just shy of the 27. Bobcats on the move against this Houston Tiger defense.
Let's make some noise, Tiger fans.
Bobcats come to the line in a power T formation. First time we've seen the power T this afternoon. They turn and give the ball to DuBois. He's got a first down as he gets it inside the 25, down to the 23-yard line. Nice 4-yard pickup for Big Zeb DuBois. And the Bobcats move the chains. That's another first down powered by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic in West Plain. Bobcats in the Community First Banking Company in red zone. And Tucker Wade back in the ballgame as Maddox Underwood comes out. Wade will line up as a wide receiver here. Bobcats break the huddle. Wade to the near side. Riley White to the far side. Bobcats in an I formation, a traditional I. And Dawson Harris wants to throw the ball, rolling to his right, looking downfield. Got a man open. He just touched it, runs, and he's inside the 20, down to about the 19-yard line. A pickup of about 5 yards. It'll depend on where they spot him out. Yeah, about 5 yards on the run by Dawson Harris, but he had Brandon Prince wide open down about the 5-yard line. I know it's easy to stand up here.
It is.
And see that receiver down there. Much easier it is when you're running for your life.
Yeah.
With a bunch of guys in black uniforms chasing. Oh, Bobcats with a 2nd down and 5. Power eye formation for Thayer. Dawson Harris up under center, turns, fakes the pitch, gives it on the inside handoff to Dominic Boyce. He's down inside the 15. To about the 12-yard line. That'll be another first down for the Thayer Bobcats on a 7-yard run by Dominic Boyce. Bobcats have used a variety of backs here this afternoon. Poole, DuBois.
5 different backs that carried the ball.
Yeah, Boyce, Combs,
Harris,
and Harris the quarterback. So it's a 1st and 10 from the Houston 12-yard line. Bobcats deep in the Community First Banking Company red zone. Bobcats in a split back veer. Wide receiver to either side, Dawson Harris comes up under center. Now brings Wade in motion across the back of the formation. And now turns, we get a penalty flag down as the play clock ran out. Bobcats going to be called for an illegal procedure. Called an illegal procedure. I didn't see anybody.
I think one of the offensive tackles.
Okay.
Flinched just a little bit.
Flinched just a little. Penalty 1st and 15 for the Bobcats, back to the 18-yard line. Bobcats could get a 1st down without getting in the end zone, but I'd rather not bother with that. I'd rather just get to the end zone.
Yep.
5:57 to go in the first half. Thayer leading Houston 6-0. With the ball deep in the Community First Banking Company red zone, the 13-yard line. 1st and 15, Thayer looking to throw it. Ball is thrown out, caught by Combs inside the 10, down to the 5-yard line, brought down there. Well, that was a well-thrown ball by Dawson Harris, wasn't it?
That was run only where his receiver could catch it.
He's come with the catch, and it's going to be a little bit short of the first down marker by about 2 yards, so a 13 yards on the pickup. Dawson Harris threw a bullet to Heath Combs coming out of the backfield. and tackled at the 5-yard line. Number 2, Bryson Jordan, made the tackle for Houston. IPS break the huddle on a 2nd down and 2. Power T formation, double tight end set. They get the ball with Zeb Dubois running to the left. He dives. Did he get enough for the first down? Looks like he's going to be just a little bit shy. Needed 3, got 2. 3rd down and 1 here for the Thayer Bobcats. They keep the ball rolling. Under 5 minutes to play in the first half. Thayer leading undefeated Houston 6-0. Bobcats would like to stay in that tie for 2nd place in the SCA race. Got to get a win today to get that done. And they come to the line of scrimmage again. Full house backfield in the T formation. Double tight set. Harris turns, gives it to Dubois, running over the left. Zeb trying to get there, dives ahead at the last minute. Did he get enough? He needed 1. I'm not sure he got there. Officials do not signal 1st down yet. It's going to bring up a 4th down and 1 for the Thayer Bobcats inside the Houston 5-yard line. Well, the Houston defense trying to put up a brick wall. Thayer Bobcats trying to run through it here. Harris gets the play in from the side. 34 seconds on the play clock. Thayer, plenty of time here. Under 4 minutes to play now in the first half. Dawson Harris in shotgun formation. 4 receivers. Now he goes up under center. Takes a snap, hands it to Dubois, running right up the gut, and Zeb's going to have a 1st down, I believe. Yep. Zeb just running, and the powerful legs of Zeb Dubois is going to get him enough for the 1st down.
Nope. Never mind. Now they threw the ball back off.
Yep. Yeah, he got it just by about a yard. It'll be 1st and goal from the 2-yard line for the Thayer Bobcats. Zeb Dubois with a hard yard on that run. It's hard to stop Zeb running straight ahead.
Especially if he only needs a yard or 2, you better watch out, because he's probably going to get his yard or 2.
1st and goal to go from the 2-yard line. Thayer Bobcats looking for their 2nd touchdown of the afternoon. Dubois, the lone setback. Harris wanted to hand it off. Nobody was there. And just has to tuck it and run. And looks like picked up about a yard on the play. I think whoever was supposed to be there for the handoff slipped. Anyway, it'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. 2nd and goal to go from about the 3-yard line. They might have actually lost a yard on that play. I think they dubbed Harris was down before he made that dive into the line. So 2nd and goal to go from the 3. Big play on this drive for the Thayer Bobcats. This drive started at their own 48-yard line of Houston. Thayer. Went back. Going to hand the ball to Combs. Trying to get to the pylon. Gets hit once. Dives ahead. Off the hit. He's going to get back down to about the 2. Oh, that was Corbin Taylor. I'm sorry. Corbin Taylor, the Bobcat freshman, was in there trying to speed his way. But, again, there was Bryson Jordan to make the tackle for Houston. Young man's quite a football player. Plays quarterback.
And has been
on, like, every tackle.
Yeah.
Especially when the Bobcats try to run outside. So 3rd down and goal to go from the 2-yard line for the Thayer Bobcats. They run to the line, excited about this play call, and they turn and give the ball to Dubois, in for the touchdown. Zeb Dubois from 2 yards out. And the Thayer Bobcats take a 12-0 lead on a 2-yard run with 2:07 to play in the first half. Zeb Dubois over the right side. Thayer Bobcats will line up here. Will they kick or will they go for 2? You got to go for 2.
I'd go for 2 to make it an even.
Try to get that 2-touchdown lead. And it looks like they are going to go for a traditional 2. So Harris and Dubois have scored touchdowns for the Thayer Bobcats. Harris on a 3-yard run. Dubois on a 2-yard run. And see what the Bobcats do here on the 2-point try. Line up in a traditional double wing formation. Going to hand the ball off and they're not going to make it. That was Combs. Coming off the wing, and the Bobcats took a little bit longer than you need that play to take to get it run. So the 2-point conversion is no good. Our score remains 12-0. They have Bobcats with the lead. And we're down to 2:07 to play in the first half. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The American Legion Post 344 supports the Thayer Sports Program. We would like to take this opportunity to invite veterans to join the American Legion to continue serving our country and local area. Some examples of service: we sponsor Thayer School junior high student to attend Missouri Boys State. We purchase and put out gravesite flags for Memorial Day. We provide honor guard for military funerals. We provide funds for the memorial located in downtown Thayer. Contact Adjutant Dorothy for more information.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, Thayer Bobcats lead it 12-0 over the Houston Tigers here. We're down to 2 minutes to play in the first half. Bobcats set to kick it off, and they line up like they might want to onside kick it, but they don't. Cooper Clark will tee it up at the 40-yard line, try and pin the Houston Tigers deep, and get to the halftime with a 2-touchdown lead. Clark kicking with the wind kind of blowing across the field now. This one high and deep, going to be fielded at the 15-yard line. Ball carrier gets hit, now gets off that, breaks the tackle, and is into the clear. That is Jordan to the 40, to the 30. Bobcats won't catch him. Number two, Bryson Jordan, going to go 85 yards on a kickoff return for a touchdown for the Houston Tigers. Nothing fancy about it. He just took it and ran right up the middle. Bobcats hit him once back around the 30-yard line. He broke that tackle, and Thayer had nobody there. So the Houston Tigers get on the board here in the first half on a 85-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. And Houston going to go for two here.
Give credit where it's due. That was a beautiful wedge by the Houston Tigers.
It was. They did a nice job getting it blocked, and Jordan showed his wheels. Well, that comes with a minute 54 to go in the first half. Houston, their first touchdown of the afternoon. Oh, they're going to kick the extra point here. Going to kick it. Number 11 on the kick. That is Dylan Shelton. Ball is back. Kick is up, and it is no good. Oh, they call it good. I thought that ball crossed in front of the...
I thought it did, too.
Might have got a break there. So it is 12-7. Houston on the board. And the Thayer Bobcats give up their first touchdown of the afternoon. Extra point good. Just take another break. Back with a kick in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
It's football season. Be on top of your game when it comes to your vehicle's maintenance. Preventative maintenance is so important in today's complex vehicles. From oil changes to overhauls, the expert technicians at Don's Auto Service can take care of it all. Establish a good ground game when it comes to your tires, too. Get rebates up to $200 on select sets. Don's Auto Service, Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
A little over half of the stands here at Millman fourth down play. And the Houston fans still excited about that 85-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. So Thayer scores with 2:07 to play in the game in the first half. Houston comes right back and scores with a minute 54 to go in the first half. And Houston now to tee it up. Bobcats. Jordan Taylor back deep to receive this kick. And kicker comes, kicks it, this little pooch kick. And Bobcats will field it at the 22-yard line. Taylor trying to get to the outside, breaks the tackle, sidesteps another. Look out to the 30, 35, and out to the 37-yard line. Corbin Taylor with a nice kickoff return. Yeah. And the Thayer Bobcats have the ball back with a minute 46 to go in the first half.
He is elusively quick.
Yes, he is. So first and 10, Bobcats at their own 37-yard line. 63 yards between them and Pater. 12-7, Thayer leads it over the undefeated Houston Tigers here this afternoon at the Millman Sports Complex. Tiger Stadium, Bobcats break the huddle. White and Wade coming wide to the near side, 8 seconds on the play clock. Thayer gets set. Now we get a sideline timeout. Timeout called by the Houston Tigers. Tigers are going to call a timeout with a minute 46 to go in the first half. Thayer leads Houston 12-7. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Get savings with a ripple effect. With a 4.04% APY on balances over $1,000, your savings isn't just a drop in the bucket. Visit a branch near you or open a high-yield platinum savings account online at bankwithsouthern.com. It only takes a few minutes. Take advantage of our best savings account rate and get your savings flowing today. Rate accurate as of September 1st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Southern Bank, member FDIC.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime. K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, Thayer Bobcats and the Houston Tigers having a good one this afternoon here at the Millman Sports Complex. Thayer Bobcats lead it 12-7 with a minute 46 to go. Houston called a timeout on defense. Bobcats lined up with two receivers wide to the wide side of the field. Houston didn't have one guy out there to guard him.
No, there were several hot routes on that one.
Yes, there were. First and 10 Thayer at their own 37-yard line. Come out of the timeout. Both teams back on the field. Bobcats have played well. No turnovers for the Bobcats this afternoon. Houston's turned it over twice, both times, resulting in Thayer Bobcat touchdown drive.
Seven different Bobcats have touched the football.
Bobcats with a lone setback here. And they're going to hand the ball off to that back. That is Combs. Combs weaves his way. No, that's Tommy Poole. Weaves his way up across the 40. To the 42-yard line. About a five-yard pickup. Down to a minute 34 to go. A minute and a half to go in the first half. Thayer runs one with Tommy Poole. Picks up close to 6 yards. We'll give him five. Second down and a short five here for the Thayer Bobcats. Deb Dubois to lone setback. Bobcats in the double wing. They give it to Combs. Running over the left side. Combs trying to cut it up. Got a first down. Moore across the 50 down to the 45-yard line. That was a good block out there on the corner. Who was that?
I believe it was Riley White.
Yeah, Riley White with a good block and then helped the defender up and helped him put his jersey back on.
little salt in the wound on that one.
Yeah. And he picked up how many? About
15.
About 15 yards. He's Combs. Combs leading the Bobcats in rushing this afternoon with...
No, he's not leading.
Oh, he's not leading.
24 plus 15.
Okay. Bobcats. Put back Veer. Double tight set. Austin Harris back looking to throw. Throws it out. Caught by Riley White at the 40. Trying to get out of a tackle, does, and gets hit again and taken down at the 39. Riley White with another catch this afternoon. That'll be a pickup of
about six.
Down to a minute four to go in the first quarter. Second down and four for the Thayer Bobcats. They're going to call timeout to talk about it. 12-7, Thayer Bobcats lead the Houston Tigers. Timeout on the field. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
You only have one set of teeth, so why not take care of them? At Thayer Dental, they offer same-day service on crowns without the messy impressions or temporaries. Same-day single-tooth replacement with implants, denture stabilization with traditional implants through their state-of-the-art in-house denture lab. And they offer stability, permanent fixed denture, and permanent implant retain bridge and Invisalign. Call for an appointment, Thayer Dental, 417-264-7266, downtown Thayer and in Walnut Ridge.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
We want to say thanks to Dr. Patel and the staff at Thayer Dental Care, who you just heard from. They donate $50 every time the Thayer Bobcats score a touchdown to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, already $100 on the day. Bobcats come out of the double wing, out of the timeout on a second down and four. Got Tommy Poole going in motion. Oh, Bobcats dropped the ball, and Combs picks it up, trying to find some room to run, and he gets backed up at the 40-yard line, driven all the way back to the 50. And the Thayer Bobcats trying to run the double reverse, and Houston stuffed it out. And that play was dead as soon as the handoff thing goes smoothly in the backfield. Still a loss of about 2 yards on the play to give them forward progress to the 42. Thayer Bobcats with it. Third down and about seven. We're down to 32 seconds to play in the first half. Clock is running. Bobcats, if they get a first down here, they'll probably call a timeout, get something set for a long one. Single back set. Double wing formation for Thayer. Dubois is the back. Dawson Harris looking to throw. Going to throw this one to the outside. Almost completes it, but it's incomplete. Pass intended for number three, Colton Mills.
That'll bring us fourth down.
And Mills falls, or the ball falls incomplete with 12 seconds to go. It'll be fourth down and seven. And I don't think Bobcat's going to take any chances here. Although with 12 seconds, I'm surprised you wouldn't go for it, run about 7 or 8 seconds off the clock.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say that incomplete's not actually a bad thing because it does stop the clock.
Yeah, but it's fourth down, so Thayer's going to punt the ball away and hope the play takes up the rest of... And Houston's not so sure if they're going to punt it. They're bringing everybody on the rush. Cooper Clark runs away from it. Kicks a high end-over-end kick. Will hit at the 13 and bounce down to the one-yard line. The Thayer Bobcats will down it there with 1 second to play. So what that does, that prevents Houston from taking a knee, because if you take a knee right there,
they're in the end zone. That's
they're in the end zone, it'd be a safety. So they're going to have to run a play and hope they don't get tackled behind the line. So the Thayer Bobcat defense looking for a safety here, Houston with it. First and 10 inside the one-yard line. I mean, this ball is about as close to the goal line as you can get without being on the goal line.
It's almost touching it.
Wow, so Houston has got to get positive yards on this play. Or it could be a safety and 2 points for the Thayer Bobcats.
I don't know how long Cooper's practiced that, but it sure paid off on that one.
Well, it was a beautiful punt, a high kick. Houston didn't have anybody back to receive it. Probably wish now they would have. They went for the block and didn't get it. Bobcat defense. Houston taking their time down to 4 seconds on the play clock. And the clock runs out. Houston called the timeout before the clock runs out. So a timeout on the field. 1 second remains in the first half. Thayer leads at 12-7. And it gives us an opportunity to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters helping bring you the game this afternoon. They include Harps Farm Fresh Food Stores of Thayer and 10 Box Cost Plus in West Plains. The Thayer Walmart Store, Carter Funeral Home, the Thayer and West Plains. Fred O'Neill, attorney at law, and the 11 Point River Tribal Company. Forstlers in Thayer and Ash Flat. Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Eckman in Thayer and West Plains. Along with the Carter Funeral Home, the Thayer and West Plains. Sunset Beauty Salon and Barbering in Thayer. Langley Animal Clinic of Thayer. Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, and Steed Brothers Trucking. Thayer Bobcats come out of the timeout. 1 second remains in the first half.
I would be watching for that hook and ladder around the right side.
I was going to say the same thing. You know they're going to try and run the ball to the outside. Because if Houston gets caught in the backfield here, it's a safety. I mean, the ball, back end of the ball, is about an inch or two from the goal line.
For some trickery.
They are known for trickery. They tried the hook and ladder earlier, and the pass catcher was down. Here they come, full house backfield. Bobcats stuff up the middle, and I do think they got a little bit of a gain. Anyway, the clock runs out. Yeah, they did get about a half a yard on the gain, so no gain on the play. And that's the buzzer to end our first half. Our score, Thayer 12, Houston 7. We'll be back with your Thayer Pete's Hand halftime report in just 2 minutes.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply has been serving American farmers for 50 years, and it's time to celebrate. Through Saturday the 28th, get huge savings throughout the store. If you miss the Thayer and West Plains open house, you can still attend the Mountain Home and Ava's on September 27th and 28th. There'll be hot dogs and burgers, and you can get 50-pound bags of deer corn for just $5.50 a bag. Don't miss Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply's 50th anniversary sale.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Summer's still hanging around and the fall travel season's approaching, so be sure you're road ready and make an appointment with the doctor. The Car Doctor 2, that is, in Thayer, Missouri. Let the good guys check over your car's health. Oil, plugs, filters, transmission, brakes, tires. Corey and Steve can get just about any tire you need. Truck and trailer tires, and yes, they mount and balance them, and they'll do alignments too. Prevent problems before they happen out on the road. Trust the Car Doctor 2. Just north of Thayer, the Car Doctor 2 on US 63.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
Hi, I'm Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Let me show you why so many clients recommend us to their friends.
31! Hey,
There's nothing like Friday Night Lights in Thayer, and the Pizza Inn is celebrating Bobcat Pride with a Friday Night Lights special. Come in wearing your Bobcat apparel on Varsity Game Day through Friday, November 1st, and get $2 off your buffet. Dine in, carry out, or delivery, or order online at pizzainn.com. Call for daily specials, 417-264-3800. They're open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 10:30 to 8, and Friday and Saturday from 10:30 to 9. All day buffet, every day. It's the Pizza Inn of Thayer.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And welcome back to the Melman, and welcome back to Melman Sports Complex here in Houston, Missouri, where the Thayer Bobcats lead the Houston Tigers 12-7 at the half. And no scoring in the first quarter of this game. We had a scoreless first, but things picked up in the second quarter. First touchdown of the game. By the way, Thayer did score a touchdown in the first quarter, but it was called back on a penalty. But Thayer scored first with 10 minutes and 12 seconds to go in the second quarter. After moving the ball right down the field after they recovered a Houston fumble, Bobcats take it in from 3 yards out. Dawson Harris on the quarterback keeper. And the two-point try was no good. Thayer led at that point 6-0. That remained the score until there was 2:07 to play in the half, when Zeb Dubois took one in from 2 yards out, again after Thayer Bobcats took over the ball after an interception by Brandon Prince. Two-point conversion try was no good. With 2:07 to play in the half, Thayer led 12-0. Houston takes the ensuing kickoff to the house. It was Bryson Jordan, broke free on the kickoff return, goes 85 yards for the touchdown. The extra point try was good and made it 12-7. That is your halftime score. Thayer did pin Houston deep in the final seconds, but couldn't get him tackled in the background on the play with a safety. So our score remains 12-7. Thayer Bobcats with the lead over the undefeated Houston Tigers here in Houston. You're listening to the Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report. Statman Adam is busy getting all the statistics ready for us, and we'll have those for you in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. Stop by the dealership for our huge trade-in event going on now. All of our managers have been authorized to put over market value in your trade. So come to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains and get great buys from nice guys.
Together, let's drive.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Scott Cecil focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Scott Cecil in Thayer or Donovan.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzer's team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're back at the Millman Sports Complex in Houston, Missouri. The Houston Tiger Marching Band getting ready to entertain the folks here at halftime. And at the half, Thayer Bobcats lead the Houston Tigers by a score of 12-7. Two of those touchdowns, two of the three touchdowns scored in the game, came in the final 2:07. Of the first half, one by Thayer and another one by Houston on an 85-yard kickoff return. Statman Adams been working on the numbers for us. He's got those put together. Statman Adams, what have you got for us?
Oh, I've got all kinds of stats. We'll just start with the Houston Tigers. Rushing-wise, they are combined with 21 yards with one first down. Passing, DJ Riley, number three, he's 2 for 3 with 11 yards. He has thrown one interception. That brings their first half total, keep in mind, this is just the rushing and the passing, for 32 yards with 4 first downs.
Wow.
3 of them coming off of penalties. Then, of course, they had the 85-yard kick return for the touchdown. Then you get to the Thayer Bobcats side. And off the top of my head, I believe 9 different Bobcats have touched the football today.
Wow.
Bringing their rushing totals to 172 yards, 10 first downs with 2 touchdowns. Again, a 33-yarder was called back by Heath Combs. That's not factored in.
Right.
Dawson Harris is 3 for 4 with 26 yards. And at the half, that brings them to 198 yards, 2 touchdowns, 10 first downs. And they are led by Big Zeb Dubois with 55 yards on 9 carries.
All right, and the rest of those numbers there, 33 for Tommy Poole on 9 carries, 37 yards for Dominic Boyce on 6 carries, 38 for Combs on
5 carries,
3 carries for Harris for 8 yards, and 1 for Taylor for 1 yard.
Yeah.
So
pretty one-sided on the stat.
Yeah, running back by committee for the Thayer Bobcats is working out this afternoon. Already almost 200 yards of total offense for the Thayer Bobcats. And less than 40 for the Houston Tigers. Bobcat defense has been really good here at Houston this afternoon. Let's take another timeout. We'll be back. Matter of fact, we're going to take a timeout. Mike Robertson back in the sports desk, the Ecom sports desk, and he'll give us a rundown of the scores of high school football from around the area last night, and maybe an update on that Arkansas Razorback game that is underway down at Texas A&M. And we'll get some other things. We'll be back here in just a few minutes. You're listening to the Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report. We'll be back in just a few minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley.
If you have digital banking with Community First, it's easier than ever to chat with them. Just click, send them a message, and one of their helpful staff will answer. Don't have online banking? Just go to their website and click to enroll. It's easy and it's free. Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says, "Go Bobcats."
When the ref makes the wrong call, it can ruin your day. Don't make the wrong call when buying or selling your property. Call me, Denise Cunningham, a true team player with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate at 417-280-0173. The right call every time.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
Well, good afternoon again. I'm Mike Robertson here at K-Country 95 at our sports desk. This is your Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime. And at the half, the Thayer Bobcats leading the Houston Tigers 12-7. Mike talked about the other SCA games from last night. It was Mountain Grove with a shutout of Kabul 54-0, and Liberty, big win over Willow Springs in a shutout 50-0. Of course, Ava won on Thursday. They beat Salem 60-18. West Plains Zizzers also got a win last night. Homecoming, they beat Logan Rogersville 41-7. Looking at Arkansas scores, Coach Airy has his Mountain Home Bombers rolling as they beat Fort Smith Southside 50-35 on Friday. Highland Rebels beat Gosnell 43-14. Salem Greyhounds defeated Melbourne 36-3 over the Bearcats. Let's see, it was Batesville losing to Nettleton 27-12. Pocahontas lost to Batesville Southside 10-7. Hoxie lost to Osceola 44-7. Walnut Ridge defeated Manila 38-0. Izard County loses to East Poinsett County 56-6. And Cave City lost to Blytheville 32-6. Right now, just updating real quickly here, the Missouri State Bears in action. They are taking on Youngstown State, and the Bears just scored. They now lead 14-7 with about 8 minutes left in the second quarter. And looking at Major League Baseball, the Cardinals will play. They play at, looks like, 3 o'clock this afternoon. They play at San Francisco against the Giants. Royals play tonight, 8:20 start in that game as they take on the Atlanta Braves. Again, we'll be back to Mike and Statman Adam here in just a few minutes with more Bobcat football anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
It's a big decision, changing floors in your home or office. Do I change to laminate? Do I switch to carpeting? It can be confusing and stressful. Guess what? You need to see the flooring experts at Thayer Decorating downtown, where they can ease your mind and give you options. They are the flooring experts. Wood and laminate flooring of all types and carpeting samples galore. Lots of people are going back to carpet. Plus, they lay shower tile in ceramic and mosaic. Trust HC, Charity, or Edna at Thayer Decorating for answers to your home decorating remodels.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, and go Bobcats.
Solid game plan is key to success. When selling your home, ask your agent. How does the commission I pay encourage other agents to help us sell? At Monarch Realty, we split your commission equally with every other agent in Missouri or Arkansas to get you to the finish line. Monarch Realty, Solomon Cornelius, broker.
Good luck to the Thayer Bobcats all season long. The community has your back and wishes you great success. Daniel and Monica Bowers are both 1997 graduates from THS, along with Austin as a 2018 graduate, who take a lot of pride in our school district. They encourage our youth to exercise teamwork, and they know that hard work pays off in life. So from Bowers Tie Mill and Logging, they say go Bobcats. Call Daniel or Austin if you have logging needs in the area. The Bowers family, proud Bobcat supporters.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome back to the Millman Sports Complex in Houston, Missouri. Bowl of the Year. I've been doing games for Thayer Bobcat football now for 43 years, 42nd season, I think. But this complex here has made it a miraculous change over those 40-something years. I mean, it really is. They've done a great job of really upgrading all of the fields here in the baseball complex, the softball complex. Really gorgeous. Of course, that's where they've had the most success here at Houston over the years, right, have been their baseball and softball program. If you join us late, Thayer Bobcats lead the Houston Tigers at halftime by a score of 12-7. Only points for the Houston Tigers in the first half came on an 85-yard kickoff return after the Bobcats had gone up 12-0. Bobcats with almost 200 yards of offense in the first half, while Houston with 32 yards of offense in the first half. This Bobcat defense, Statman Adam, came to play football this afternoon.
Yes, they did, and they've been very, very stingy with what they have allowed.
Well, they've also got two takeaways, one on a fumble and an interception by Brandon Prince that really set the Bobcats up for that second touchdown. So an opportunistic Bobcat football team. The only negative you could take away from the first half really is the two penalties early,
and that
kept them from getting first downs, and then one, a penalty that called back a 33-yard touchdown run by Heath Cone.
Yeah, and on the flip side of that, the defense has had a couple of false starts, I guess you could call them.
Yeah, they gave Houston first downs.
Three first downs. Well, yeah, two, and then a face mask.
Yeah. So it's been all Bobcats here this afternoon, except for that one play that the kickoff return for the Houston Tigers. Fair Bobcats making their way back out onto the field. Houston Tigers will be coming out momentarily. Our second half coming in just a few minutes. I want to say thanks to some more of your Fair Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game today. They include Steed Brothers Trucking and Fair, Alton Bank and the Branch Bank of Birch Creek, Fair Plant Food and Fair Farm Center, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center of Fair, and the Clary Funeral Home of Fair and Alton. Again, it's halftime. Fair leads undefeated Houston 12-7 at the half. We'll be back with your second half in just a couple of minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's football season. Be on top of your game when it comes to your vehicle's maintenance. Preventative maintenance is so important in today's complex vehicles. From oil changes to overhauls, the expert technicians at Don's Auto Service can take care of it all. Establish a good ground game when it comes to your tires, too. Get rebates up to $200 on select sets. Don's Auto Service, Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plain.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Get savings with a ripple effect with a 4.04% APY on balances over $1,000. Your savings isn't just a drop in the bucket. Visit a branch near you or open a high-yield platinum savings account online at bankwithsouthern.com. It only takes a few minutes. Take advantage of our best savings account rate and get your savings flowing today. Rate accurate as of September 1st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Southern Bank, member FDIC.
You only have one set of teeth, so why not take care of them? At Fair Dental, they offer same-day service on crowns without the messy impressions or temporaries. Same-day single-tooth replacement with implants, denture stabilization with traditional implants through their state-of-the-art in-house denture lab. And they offer stability, permanent fixed denture, and permanent implant retained bridge and Invisalign. Call for an appointment, Fair Dental, 417-264-7266, downtown Fair and in Walnut Ridge.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply has been serving American farmers for 50 years, and it's time to celebrate. Through Saturday, the 28th, get huge savings throughout the store. If you miss the Thayer and West Plains open house, you can still attend the Mountain Home and Ava's on September 27th and 28th. There'll be hot dogs and burgers, and you can get 50-pound bags of deer corn for just $5.50 a bag. Don't miss Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply's 50th anniversary sale.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Back to the voice of the Thayer Bobcats, Mike Crace.
And good afternoon. Welcome back to the Millman Sports Complex in Houston, Missouri, where the 3-1 Thayer Bobcats have a halftime lead over the undefeated 4-0 Houston Tigers here in the final game for week 5 of the high school football season. Do want to take a little bit of time here to mention next weekend, it'll be homecoming weekend at Thayer. And remember, the Thayer parade will be the homecoming parade. Be about 2 o'clock on Friday afternoon right down the hill, right downtown Thayer. Hope that everybody gets out. And, of course, all of you that are Thayer Bobcat alum that might be listening out there, we will welcome you, invite you to come back home for a homecoming 2024. And, of course, a homecoming football game next Friday night at Lewis Bosman Field. The Kabul Bulldogs will be in town for that one. Always an exciting game when Thayer and Kabul get together, especially when we play at Lewis Bosman. Because nobody likes to go play in the pit.
No, you just never know when Kabul, you never know what the outcome's going to be. It could be a team that on paper looks really bad, then they get there and they're really tough and really hard to beat.
Exactly, and they'll be hard to beat. They like to play football at Kabul. So homecoming next Friday. I think there are also some classes that are getting together. I know the 50-year class reunion, 40, 30, 20, and 10-year class reunions all going on this weekend. So, yeah, you graduates that graduated at that time, you're invited to come back for homecoming 2024. All right, we've got just about a minute till we get this thing. Well, actually, it's not going to be that long. Houston Tigers are still in warm-up. Bobcats have already warmed up and have come to the sideline. Houston took an extended time in the locker room. They're not used to this.
I was getting ready to say.
They have not trailed in the game all season long, and they trailed the Thayer Bobcats there at halftime. You know, they average 44 points a game. And so far this afternoon, they've scored 7. I'm not saying they can't end up with 44. You know, they certainly have the people do it, but the Thayer Bobcat defense has them well scouted. Once they hats off to Coach Briar Hancock and Coach Steed and Coach Ekman and Coach Martin and Coach Gonzalez. They really have these Bobcats prepared to play this game this afternoon.
Yeah, especially getting that extra day in there. You know, sometimes you worry, well, it throws off the routine. It can hurt you, but it can also help.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I played, we were all about our routine. We hated Saturday games. But
yeah, well, I don't think anybody likes them.
They have done a very good job of scouting this Houston team and preparing for them.
Absolutely. All right, both teams to the sidelines now. We are getting ready for our second half. Let's take one more time out. You're listening to the Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report. Back with the second half kickoff in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
Summer's still hanging around and the fall travel season's approaching, so be sure you're road ready and make an appointment with the doctor. The Car Doctor 2, that is, in Thayer, Missouri. Let the good guys check over your car's health. Oil, plugs, filters, transmission, brakes, tires. Corey and Steve can get just about any tire you need. Truck and trailer tires, and yes, they mount and balance them, and they'll do alignments too. Prevent problems before they happen out on the road. Trust the Car Doctor 2. Just north of Thayer, the Car Doctor 2 on US 63.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime. K Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're waiting both teams to get back on the field as we get ready to start our second half against Thayer leads Houston 12-7 at the intermission. Houston will receive the ball to start the second half. They won the coin toss and elected to defer. So football to the Houston Tigers. And I'm still amazed that the Houston Tigers only 32 yards of total offense in the first half. 21 on the ground and 11 in the air.
Yep.
Wow.
Then you factor in the 85-yard kick return. Puts them right around 100.
And the Bobcats would be well over 200 if they didn't have to take away that 33-yard run. Still 198 for the Bobcats. In the first half.
Well,
they've been averaging about 500 a game. So. Here we go. Thayer Bobcats set to kick it off. Houston Tigers got that man deep again. Number two, Bryson Jordan. He's a young man to return the kickoff for a touchdown.
I would kick it away from him.
Just a few minutes ago, yeah, I wouldn't let him get it again. And you mentioned they did a beautiful job of blocking that kickoff return. The wedge really got the job done for him. All right, Thayer Bobcats. Getting it up at the 40-yard line, and we're about ready for our second half to start here at Millman Sports Complex and Rap Studio. All right, and again, the halftime show brought to you by the Thayer Pizza Inn, and we are set for our second half. Be sure to stay with us after the game for the Thayer Decorating Center post-game report. And the Bobcats now waiting, I think, for the music to be over. The officials still haven't given them the go-ahead to kick off. Bobcats are ready to go. Bobcat fans are ready to go. And there we go. And Bobcats will tee it up on a 40-yard line. Kickoff return team has given up a kickoff return for a touchdown. First time all year.
Kicking off from the other hash this time.
Ah, kicking off on this side. Yeah, let's try and kick it away from Jordan. All right, and Cooper Clark comes to the football, puts the foot into it. Low line drive. Hits one of the Houston Tiger players.
That's
and the Bobcats
have
recovered. The Thayer Houston got it. Thayer thought they had it. That ball, that line drive, hit one of the up men for Houston right in the chest. That's the second time that's happened in the last 2 weeks. But Houston recovers. They're going to get a great field position to start this drive. They'll start at their own 44-yard line.
Boy, he kicked that, and it was like a screaming line drive down the third baseline.
Cooper Clark might want to take his try at soccer.
Yeah.
He kicked that ball hard. Here comes Houston. They've got two backs in the backfield, one on either side of the quarterback in the formation. They hand it off. Ball comes to the left side. Back is hit in the backfield. Gonzalez couldn't bring him down. And he gets out to the 50-yard line and brought down there. He had a nice 6-yard return. Number 13 on the carry, Lane Sego. And Gonzalez had him in the backfield, just couldn't quite bring him down. Bevel ends up making the tackle for the Thayer Bobcats. And the ball right on the 50-yard line for the Houston Tigers. Second down and about 4 yards to go. 6-yard pickup. For number 13, Lane Sego, 5'11", 202, a senior running back. He's back there again, quarterback here, number two, Bryson Jordan, in shotgun formation. Got a wing on the far side. Bobcats almost jump again. They don't. And there's a snap. Bad snap. Quarterback finally gets it in. Trying to get to the outside. He's going to be sacked all the way back inside the 45-yard line. Number three, DJ Riley, with a high snap, he had trouble bringing it in. That play is going to lose about 5-6 yards.
6 yards.
They're going to mark him down right at the original line of scrimmage, which is the 44-yard line. So a third down and 10 here for the Houston Tigers. The Bobcats better get ready for the pass here by the Tigers. And it looks like they bring number two, Bryson Jordan, back in the game. That was D.J. Riley at that time, who tends to be the quarterback they like to throw the ball with. They bring two receivers wide to the near side. Got a man coming in motion. Now he's getting set here on the left side. So three receivers on the left side for Houston. Third down and 10. There, Bobcat defense trying to get a stop. They hand it off again to Sego. Sego turns up field and brought down again behind the line of scrimmage. They'll mark this ball at the – actually, they give him about a yard on the play. I'm sorry. So fourth down and 9, Houston Tigers are going to be forced to punt. And the Bobcats send number 20 back deep to receive. That's the young freshman. He's a good one, Corbin Taylor. They'll drop him back to around the 20-yard line. The punt team on for Houston. Good snap. Punter puts the ball into it. It's a short kick. It's going to hit at about the 45-yard line. It'll be marked down at the 32. Or Riley White was awfully close to having that ball bounce and hit him. I don't think he was aware. He was thinking there's going to be a long punt. It was a short punt, only 20 yards on the punt. There, Bobcats will take the ball at their own 32-yard line, first and 10, first possession of the second half. 9:44 to go in the third quarter. Thayer leads it 12-7. Dawson Harris sends his offense out onto the field. Zeb Dubois, Tommy Gunn, Tommy Poole out there in the backfield. Now, of course, that big, rough, and tough there, Bobcat offensive line, which has been really good here today. Poole, the lone setback. Bobcats have got Dubois on the wing. They're going to turn, hand it to Poole, run over the left side, sidestep the tackler, and bounces out to about the 34-yard line. Poole will pick up a couple on the play. And John Jordan might have saved the touchdown right there. If he didn't kick his feet out from under him, he might have went to the house. Bobcats had that one blocked pretty well downfield. They get a second down and 8 for the Thayer Bobcats.
You know, and one good sign that your offensive line is doing their job is look at how clean Dawson Harris's jersey is.
Absolutely. Bobcats come out here in a power T formation, turn, give the ball to Dubois, running left, gets in behind the tacklers and dives ahead to near the 40-yard line. Dubois, they're going to mark him down at the 39.
John Jordan.
And picks up about, 5-6 yards on the play. They get third down and 3 for the Thayer Bobcats. Well, third down is short. Tucker Wade come back out on the field with the play from the sideline. I like the fact that the Bobcats have gone to doing that, bringing the play in from the sideline with the wide receivers.
Yeah.
That way there's no confusion as to what the play might be.
Seems to be really effective for the Thayer team, too.
Third down and 3. Harris up under center. Turns, gets the ball to Dubois, running left. Powers it across the 40. Out to the 48-yard line, or a 43-yard line, and a first down on a 5-yard pickup by Zeb Dubois. And Big Zeb just keeps it rolling here this afternoon. 66 yards on 11 carries. I'm not a mathematician by any stretch of the imagination, but I even know that's 6 yards per carry.
That is 6 yards per carry.
First and 10. That first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. In West Plains, Bobcats bring Colton Mills wide to the near side. Went back, Harris up looking to throw the ball, rolling, throws it deep, and it's incomplete. Brandon Prince running in traffic out there. There was a lot of contact by the defenders, but no penalty flag. It'll bring up a second down and 10. Thayer trying to go to the tight end down the seam, and ball just a little bit overthrown. And again, Houston had people there. I remember right here in Houston one time, many, many years ago, Thayer Bobcats, I think maybe the first time they ran that play, and it was, who was it? Cody Erie caught one. All 5'5", 210 pounds of it.
Yeah, but once he got going, you better watch
out. He went for a touchdown. Bobcats on second down and 10, hand the ball off, going over the left side. Ball carrier gets out to the 45-yard line. That was Heath Combs on the carry. We'll pick up a couple. They get third down and 8 for the Thayer Bobcats. Well, Bobcats behind the chains here. On a third down and long. Bobcats getting the play in from the sideline. 7:45 to go in the third quarter. Beautiful afternoon for football. And you couldn't ask for better weather than we're having today. And we know how good the weather is because we're sitting outside in the bleachers.
You don't believe us when we talked about math a minute ago. We had 8 phones come out for calculators.
Third down and 8. Bobcats running out of the double wing. Gives the ball to Tommy Poole. Poole getting off the block. He's out to the 50-yard line. Powers it to the 48. And going to be a little bit shy of the first down marker, I think. But what a run by Tommy Poole. They needed 8, and he got about 7 of them. Going to be fourth down and short from midfield for the Thayer Bobcats. They're going to go for it here. They are going to go for it on a fourth down and 1 on an afternoon when the defense has given up nothing.
Dingy.
Bobcats in a power T, double tight set, fourth and 1. They get the Dubois, and he's got the first down inside the 45 to the 44-yard line. That'll be another 4 yards on the pickup for Zeb Dubois. And the Thayer Bobcats move the chains. That first down brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic in West Plains. They are down to the Houston 43-yard line on the run and doing it all on the ground this afternoon. 70 yards now for Dubois on 12 carries. Young junior fullback has been a workhorse this afternoon.
And that just could be lulling the Houston Tigers to sleep for something big right here.
It could be. All right, Bobcats come out in shotgun formation. 2 backs to receive. Dawson Harris takes a high snap. Now going to run with him inside the 40. Down to the 35. Trying to cut it back and he's going to get knocked out of bounds over around the 35-yard line of the Houston Tigers. A little bit of a busted play there. The snap was high. Hoss Harris brought it in and picked up about 7 yards on the pickup. Dawson's done a good job running the football when he's had the opportunity this afternoon. Second down and about 3 yards to go with the Thayer Bobcats. Getting awfully close to that Community First Banking Company red zone. Bobcats break the huddle. Down to 15 on the play clock. Power T formation. They give it to Dubois. Running right. Trying to cut it back inside. Breaks the tackle. He's down to the 30. Inside the 30 to the 29. And a first down on a 8-yard run by Zeb Dubois. Ball down to the 30-yard line of the Houston Tigers. That is the Community First Banking Company Red Zone. Another first down powered by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic in West Plains. So Thayer moving it right down the field. Took over possession of the ball at the 32-yard line. Down to the 30-yard line of Houston on this drive. First and 10. Bobcats give it to Tommy Poole running over the left side. And cuts it back inside. And is inside the 30, just a couple yards on the play. They've had a spy on Tommy Poole all afternoon.
Yeah, and in return, it's opened up for a big Dubois
today. Technical difficulties with the clock. And now we're going to have some, they're saying, clock difficulty, and they've turned it off. So they're going to bring both teams.
Clock was locked up.
Oh, it was locked up? Okay, so they're rebooting. Now they've got it rebooted. They're bringing both teams to the sideline. So let's take a 30-second break. Again, Thayer leads Houston 12-7. 9:45 to go, or 5:45 to go. In the third quarter, Bobcats are on the run. Hey, we'll just keep it right here. Thayer Bobcats have been all Bobcats here in this quarter. Houston's had the ball for 3 plays. Did not get a first down. It's been all Bobcats other than that. Both teams have punted here in this quarter. And it might be the best drive of the afternoon for Thayer. Started at their own 32. They've just powered it. They've overcome from second and third and long situations in the game. It's second and long now, second and about 9. And the Bobcats are in the Community First Banking Company red zone of the Houston Tigers. Bobcats break the huddle, come out of the timeout, and wind the clock. Dawson Harris up under center, Bobcats in a power I formation. Poole is the deep back. Bobcats give it to the other back there, number three, Colton Mills, and Colton will go
nowhere.
They mark him down right on the line of scrimmage. It'll be a third down and 10 for the Thayer Bobcats. Third and 10 for Thayer, ball right on the 30-yard line. Bobcats having a play clock or playbook here for a third and 10.
I know an old-timer who would say they're all designed to score touchdowns.
Well, they are. The legend, Coach Dave Meeks, said every play is designed for a touchdown. Bobcats, 2 receivers wide near side, got a back. Dawson takes the catch, got a wide open. Riley White with a catch at the 5, brought down to the 3-yard line, but a first down on a 27-yard pickup. Dawson Harris throws a strike to Riley White. He gets it down to the 3-yard line. Well, if he would have hit him in stride, it would have been a touchdown ball. A little bit thrown behind him, but a first down. Hey, your Bobcats. That first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. First and goal to go with the Thayer Bobcats. Actually marked him down at the 5-yard line. I don't know, that's a real good spot. The Bobcats will take it. They run to the line of scrimmage. Bobcats in a hurry, give it to Zeb Dubois running right. Nice up the tackler into the end zone. Touchdown. Zeb Dubois. Second touchdown of the afternoon for Zeb Dubois, and with 4:34 to go in the third quarter, the Thayer Bobcats make it a 2-touchdown lead again over the Houston Tigers. Extra point, still to come. Dubois from 5 yards out on the run. Bobcats are going to tee it up, and Cooper Clark will attempt to kick the extra point here. Thayer went for 2 points on their first 2 touchdowns. Didn't make either one. Now we get a penalty flag down, as when they have a delay of game here.
Well, I got to play offsides against the Tigers.
Oh, offsides on Houston. Now you got to go for two.
Yeah, so that'll move it to half the distance.
Half the distance of the goal line down to the yard and a half line. So they are going to go for two here with a lead of 18-7, making a true 2-touchdown lead.
I love that enthusiasm of them.
They run to the line of scrimmage. They turn. They give it to Tommy Poole. Tommy's hit at the line and stacked up. So, again, they fail on the 2-point conversion try. So, Poole couldn't get in the end zone from a yard and a half out. 2-point conversion is no good. Our score remains 18-7 over the Houston Tigers. We'll be back with a kickoff in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
Hi, I'm Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Let me show you why so many clients recommend us to their friends.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're back at Millman's Sports Complex in Houston, Missouri. Tiger Stadium, where the Thayer Bobcats have increased their lead to 18-7. Over the undefeated Houston Tigers. Bobcats trying to stay in that hunt for an SCA title. A win this afternoon would keep them in a tie for second place. And ball teed over the 40-yard line. Zeb Dubois, a 5-yard touchdown run from there. That drive was a thing of beauty by the Bobcat offense. Here's Clark to kick it. A low-line drive is going to come down. Bounces off another Houston Tiger. He picks it up and going to be brought down right there. Number 22, Wayden Richardson, the senior. Brought down, and Houston will have it. Not terrible field position. That's their own 36-yard line. Their Bobcats last drive started at their own 32, and they marched it 68 yards for the touchdown. 18-7, Thayer with the lead. 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. But this is a explosive Houston Tiger offense.
It is. They average 44 points a game.
They do average 44 points a game. Their Bobcats average giving up 18, I believe it is. 19, actually. And Houston, on a first down play, got their quarterback in shotgun formation. Getting everybody set. They've got a wing on the far side, two wide outs, one to either side. Now one goes in motion. That is Arthur. And Arthur the ball, first time he's had in a while, trying to run and gets out to near the 40-yard line. About a 4-yard pickup for number one, Jordan Arthur. 6'1", 192-pound senior wide receiver. And they like to bring him over and run the jet sweep every once in a while. Bobcats, for the most part tonight, have kept him contained.
Yeah, he's got 6 yards on 3 carries.
Wow. Second down and 6 for the Houston Tigers. Number 2, Bryson Jordan in there, quarterback. Got a man on his left hip. Makes a handoff, throws the ball over the middle. Caught by Arthur, and that'll be close to the first down.
Oh, that was...
No, Bobcats say the ball came out. Thayer's got it. And yeah, the officials say no.
I thought Corbin had it in the air.
Oh, the officials say no. They give the first down to the Houston Tigers on a 6-yard pickup on a 2nd and 6. Well, 1st and 10, Houston out to their own 47-yard line. Good throw and catch. I'm like you, I thought the ball came out at the end, but officials say no. Second time that's happened this afternoon. Quarterback back in shotgun formation, gives a handoff. Number 13, that is Seago. Seago powers his way over the middle. He picked up the tackle by Dominic Boyce for the Thayer Bobcats, but not before a 6-yard pickup for Seagull, number 13, Lane Seagull, 5'11", 212 or 202-pound senior. Dominic brought him down, and he got across the 50-yard line to the Thayer 47. So a 2nd and 4 here for Houston. Put together a couple of nice-looking plays here. Double wing formation. Archer, the wing on the near side. Now they bring everybody to the near side of the field. Quarterback in shotgun and takes a handoff. Now looking to run with it, trying to get to the outside. Breaks the tackle. Still on the feet. Finally brought down at the 41-yard line.
Okay,
and it was Tommy Poole. No, it was Brandon Prince ended up running. No, it was, yeah, Prince. No, it was number 8. Tommy Poole ran him down, but not before a pickup. Down to the 40-yard line of the Thayer Bobcats. So the Houston Tigers got a drive going here. By the way, DJ Riley was in a quarterback on that play. And they've used them both, Bryson Jordan and DJ Riley, at the QB spot. Houston break the huddle, down to 20 seconds to go on the play clock. 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Houston trying to climb closer to the Thayer Bobcats, who lead it 18-7. Two receivers far side. Quarterback in shotgun, looking to throw the quick out. Got, oh, it's incomplete. Pass is incomplete, intended to the far sideline. Looks like number 20, Garrett Allen, or 23, Ashton Ballinger. No, 21. It was Caden Gura. Caden Gura. Couldn't bring it in. So the incomplete pass will stop the clock with 2:17 to go in the third quarter. 2nd down and 10 here for the Houston Tigers at the Thayer 40-yard line. Quarterback is number 2, Bryson Jordan. Got two backs back there to protect him. One receiver to the near side. They're going to hand it off to Arthur. Arthur turns it upfield over the right side. Going to hit inside the 45 or 35. Down to about the 38-yard line. Pick up a little bit of play on, a little bit of yardage on the play. Makes it a 3rd down now and about, well, it's 3rd and a long 3. They got to get to the 30. The ball sits on about the 33. So 3rd and 3 here for Houston. Air Bobcat defense. It's some fresh bodies in there on the defensive line. Big Cooper Clark comes over for a little bit of refreshments, a little bit of rest time. 3rd and 3, Houston. Quarterback in shotgun formation. 2 backs back there to help him out. They've got a wing on the far side. They're going to give the ball to Arthur again, running over the right, trying to get to the outside. Bobcats hit him, and he powers ahead for a 1st down on a 4-yard pickup for Jordan Arthur. Houston Tigers started this drive at their own 35-yard line. Got it down to the Thayer Bobcat 29. 1st and 10, Houston Tigers. Cooper Clark gets the okay to go back in the ballgame here for the Thayer Bobcats. He'll be up on that defensive line with Zeb Dubois and company. 1st and 10, Houston. They're going to hand the ball to the other back, coming to the left side this time, and hit and stopped it just across the line of scrimmage. Nice defensive play. Tommy Poole came knifing in from his linebacker spot and makes the tackle on Lane Seago, number 13, for a 2-yard pickup. So Houston now the 2nd down and long behind the sticks. They've been staying in front of the sticks for most of this drive. Thayer Bobcats got a good defensive play there. Good surge by the defense. Only a 2-yard pickup for Seagull. Arthur going wide to the far side. They got a receiver wide to the near side. Houston with a wing on the near side. Quarterback in shotgun. And gives on a handoff, and the ball carrier hit at the line and then ahead to the 25-yard line. And we've got a penalty flag came down on the play behind the line of scrimmage. And it will be holding on the Houston Tigers. Well, the Tigers call for a hold. So do you keep it 3rd down and 8, or do you back them up 10?
I'd back them up 10.
I think I would, too, at this point in the game. We're down to 37 seconds to go in the third quarter. Bobcats are going to back them up. It'll take the ball all the way back to the 37-yard line. Houston's got to get to the 19 for a 1st down. That is 10, what, about 18 yards or so?
Yeah.
2nd down and 18 for the Houston Tigers. They haven't tried to throw the ball to Arthur much. He is their speed guy. Number 1. The one pass to him, I think, was the one Brandon Prince intercepted.
It was.
Ball was underthrown. 2nd down and 18 for Houston. Number 3, DJ Riley in the backfield as the quarterback. So, fake gets hit and he throws the ball and it's incomplete. And Corbin Taylor there making a play for the Thayer Bobcats. came off the linebacker spot. There, Bobcats, Corbin Taylor got to the quarterback just as he let it go, and he bothered the throw, and is incomplete. Third down and 18 here for Houston. They're trying to set up a screen play to the left side. Nothing doing. There, Bobcats. These young kids continue to amaze me for this day of Bobcat football season.
They do not give up. There's a lot of heart coming up in the Bobcat.
Yes, there is. Third down and 18 here for Houston, taking their time in the huddle. Down to 19 seconds to play in the third quarter. Clock has stopped, of course, after the incompletion, but we're down to 6 seconds on the play clock. Now they're set. Well, we get the play off. Number two in their quarterback, Bryson Jordan. And there's a penalty on Houston. Yep, delay a game on the Houston Tigers. Oh, nope, they got a timeout. They got a timeout before the flag came out, so the Houston Tigers call a timeout. Big third down and 18 play for Houston in Bobcat territory coming up. Bobcat defense got to get another stop. This takes time out. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, big play here for the Thayer Bobcat defense. Third and 18 for the Houston Tigers at the Thayer 37-yard line. Quarterback on the play, number three, DJ Riley. It's shotgun formation on third and 18. Hands it off. No, keeps it. A little play action fake. Gets some pressure, rolling to his right, throws this one up in the air, and it is almost intercepted, falls incomplete. Tommy Poole had a shot at it. Pass falls incomplete, and it'll bring up a fourth down and 18 for the Houston Tigers.
That was beautiful coverage over there.
That was great coverage, and again, the ball was a little bit underthrown. They are throwing against the wind here. But a fourth down and 18 for Houston, obviously they're going to go for it here. Ball at the Thayer 37-yard line. Although the Bobcats think they might punt it. Now they bring everybody up. And, well, now they bring, are they bringing the offense back on? Well, they're running on, whoever it is. Now Houston's going to punt this ball. At the Thayer 37-yard line on a 4th and 18, Houston will punt the ball away. And Taylor back deep to receive. High kick. They're trying to kick it away from him. They got it done. Ball's going to bounce and make it into the end zone for a touchback.
Had just enough move towards that,
but
the Houston player missed it.
Yep. So there we go. Oh, they're going to mark that ball down at the 2-yard line.
No,
that ball was never touched. That's a terrible call by that official. That ball was never touched. Now, another official is going down there to talk to him. I think they're going to tell him, no, that was a touchback. That ball rolled into the end zone. It was never touched by anybody. Now the white hat going to go down, if he can make it that far. And they're going to talk about this. I don't think that ball was never touched.
It never shifted directions like it was touched.
And now they're going to call it, yeah, now they're going to call it a touchback. That'll bring it out to the 20. It'll be first and 10, Thayer Bobcats with 5 seconds to go in the third quarter. Thayer leads it 18-7 over the Houston Tigers here at the Millman Complex Tiger Stadium in Houston, Missouri. Been all Thayer Bobcats here this afternoon. Houston looked like they had a good drive going there with the Bobcats. Of course, got a good penalty call, a holding call on Houston, backed them up, and they couldn't get out of the hole. Bobcats have been in a hole a couple of times and managed to get out of it this afternoon. Bobcats bring two receivers wide, one to either side, and split back. Going to run the ball to Poole. Or did Harris keep it? No, Harris keep it.
Harris
kept it and picks up about 2 yards on the play, and that's the buzzer to end our third quarter. I score 18-7. Thayer Bobcats lead the Houston Tigers. We'll be back with the fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh. Something that makes us different is you can find the actual best price that you pay in the window tag of each vehicle on the lot or online at TaylorGrubaughChevy.com. Being from right here in the Ozarks, I know how you want to be treated. So come to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains, where a handshake still means something.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Group of Chevrolet in West Plains.
Farming is a way of life, and State Farm agent Scott Cecil gets that. State Farm's farm policies are designed to deliver broad and flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. So protect what you've worked so hard to build with Scott Cecil. He's proud to tailor coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Doniphan for a quote or to get more information. Get to a better state. Get State Farm.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, first play of the fourth quarter, Thayer Bobcats break the huddle. Dawson Harris, the quarterback, split backs behind it. They're running the option play. Harris trying to pitch it ahead, does, to Thomas Poole. And he gets it out across the 26-yard line. Pick up of about 4 yards on the play, bring up a third down. And about 4 for the Thayer Bobcats. Got to get to the 30. This drive started their own 20-yard line. 3rd and 4 for the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer in a position here with 80 yards between them and the goal line to run a lot of fourth quarter clock here. It's a long, steady drive. Line up in a T formation. They turn, give the ball to Dubois on a 3rd down. Zeb going to get out to about the 28-yard line. Going to pick up about 2 of the 4 to bring up 4th down and 2. So the Thayer Bobcats want to gamble here. You're going to punt the ball away. They need 1 yard for a 1st down. They're going to bring on the punting unit, I do believe. Yep. They're going to bring on the punting unit and kick this ball away from their own 29-yard line. Houston Tigers get a stop on defense when they needed it. Thayer leads it by 2 touchdowns, 18-7. Houston bringing players in and out, down to 8 seconds on the play clock. Clock running. Now Cooper looking to throw the ball, and it's incomplete. Oh, my goodness. Thayer with a quick play. And I know Cooper Clark has that option because he does that little sprint out to the right before he kicks it, and he always has that option to throw it or run. That time, made the wrong decision. Tried to throw it just a little bit short, and that gives Houston the ball at the Thayer 29-yard line. If that ball was a foot higher, Brandon Prince makes that catch. Tried to scoop it up off the ground. And it's Houston ball at the Thayer 29-yard line. Can the defense get him a stop here? Arthur goes wide to the far side for the Tigers. Number 21, wide to the near side, Caden Gura. Quarterback, number 3, DJ Riley in shotgun. Fakes a handoff, looks to throw across the middle. Ball is tipped straight up in the air, almost intercepted. But Tommy Poole couldn't quite get there to make the catch. So an incompletion. I don't know who got a paw up and batted that ball.
That was Mr. Clark.
Was it Clark?
Yeah.
That's about the 4th or 5th one of those he's had this year. Got a big paw up and knocked that ball straight up in the air, and nobody could come down with it for Thayer. Houston will have it 2nd down and 10 from the Thayer 29-yard line. Just underway in the fourth quarter. Tigers looking for a 2nd touchdown of the afternoon. Number 3, DJ Riley at quarterback. Takes the snap, hands it off to Arthur, got a couple blockers in front, cuts it back upfield, and he'll be brought down inside the 25-yard line. Jordan Arthur with a nice run, takes it all the way down to the 22-yard line. It'll be 3rd down and 3 for the Houston Tigers. I don't know why they don't work that guy more. He is a handful.
He's only touched it about 6 times today.
6'1", 192 pounds, and fast as a... He's in the backfield here. On this 3rd down and 3, he's got the ball running left. Bobcats trying to catch up to him, finally bring him down. But he got a 1st down as he dives down to the 19-yard line, about a 4-yard pickup for Jordan Arthur. And it may be a steady diet of Arthur here for the remainder of this game when Houston's got the ball. 18-7, Thayer with the lead. Clock runs, 10 minutes to go in the game. There, Bobcats trying to get a stop here to keep Houston out of the end zone. Got a receiver wide to the far side. Back to the backfield, along with the quarterback in shotgun formation. Gives it to number 13. He gets across the line, but stacked up. Number 13 is Lane Seago. Seago picks up about 3 on 1st down, making 2nd down and 7 for the Houston Tigers. They're inside the Bobcat 20-yard line, down to the 15. Got to get to about the 7 for a 1st down. Houston Tiger offense not getting in a hurry here. Not panic time yet. Still over 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Their defense, again, looking for a stop on a second down and seven for the Tigers. Riley, the quarterback, hands off to the back, trying to get to the outside. That's Arthur, breaks the tackle, and gets tackled at the 11. Arthur on that jet sweep again. Cooper Clark brings him down. He picks up about four, brings up a third down and three for the Houston Tigers, just outside the Fair Bobcat 10-yard line. Bobcats making substitutions. Zeb Dubois coming off the field on 56 going on defensively. That is Caleb Tipton. Houston trying to run the ball up in the middle and stopped at the line of scrimmage. Here's Arthur. He'll be stopped at the line. It'll bring up a fourth down and short yardage for the Houston Tigers.
Down by number 74, Cooper Clark.
Cooper Clark make a tackle. Now Zeb Dubois back in the ballgame. I think coaches just wanted to have a word with Zeb about something they've seen from upstairs. So it is a fourth and one, almost two for the Houston Tigers. Tigers trying to keep a drive alive. Fair Bobcats trying to get a stop inside the 10-yard line. They line up in a power formation. Watch Arthur running to the far side. That's what the coaches are saying. And the Bobcat defense sees it. Instead, he runs straight ahead and looks like he'll fall ahead for a first down.
Arthur
needed one. He picked up about three on the play. Down to, they mark him down at the 5-yard line. First and goal to go for the Houston Tigers. I thought Arthur would try to take his speed and move that one to the pylon.
That's what I was thinking, too.
That's what the Bobcat coaches were thinking as well. So Houston on the legs of Jordan Arthur, taking this thing right down the field. First and goal. They give a little inside handoff to Seago. And they'll score a touchdown. There was an obvious holding call in the backfield. No call by the official. And the Houston Tigers score on a 5-yard touchdown run by number 13, Lane Seago. So Seago with the touchdown. That makes it 18-13 with 7:44 to play in the game. So Houston with the first points of the fourth quarter. And Houston going to kick the extra point here, try to make it an 18-14 game. A 5-yard run by Seago for the Houston Tigers. They'll attempt the extra point here. Snap is back, kick is up, and it's blocked. The Bobcats blocked their kick, and the score remains 18-13. Bayer Bobcats with the lead. We'll be back with a kickoff in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
There's nothing like Friday Night Lights in Thayer, and the Pete's Inn is celebrating Bobcat Pride with a Friday Night Lights special. Come in wearing your Bobcat apparel on Varsity Game Day through Friday, November 1st, and get $2 off your buffet. Dine in, carry out, or delivery, or order online at PeteSinn.com. Call for daily specials, 417-264-3800. They're open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 10:30 to 8, and Friday and Saturday from 10:30 to 9. All day buffet, every day. It's the Pete's Inn of Thayer.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're back in Houston with a Thayer Bobcat lead, the Houston Tigers, 18-13, but a nice drive there by the Tigers. They did it all on the ground and scored on a 5-yard touchdown by Lane Seago. Thayer Bobcat still lead it, though. Bobcat fans, 18-13 as the extra point was blocked. And Corbin Taylor back deep to receive for the Thayer Bobcats. Here's the kick. It's a high end-over-end kick. Taylor will field it at the 16-yard line. Looking for a seam. Gets up to the 20, 30-yard line. And finally corralled at about the 31. Thayer Bobcats with a pretty good field position to start this drive. And if you're a Bobcat fan, Thayer Bobcats need to drive this ball right down the field and get another touchdown. Run it back to a two-score game.
As much time as you can.
Exactly. Down to 7.5 minutes to play in the game. Thayer holding a 4-point lead or 5-point lead over the Houston Tigers. So Houston could score a touchdown and take the lead here if they get the ball back. Thayer comes out in the flip-back veer formation. Dawson Harrison, their quarterback, hands it off to Dubois. Dubois running to a flat, breaks the tackle to the 40, 45, and out to the 48-yard line. Zeb Dubois with an 18-yard run. And a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. That first down powered by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Thayer Bobcats with a beautiful play on first down. This little inside handoff to Zeb Dubois, cut it to the outside, out to the 49-yard line.
Gives him 103 yards on 16 carries.
100 on the afternoon for Zeb. Air Bobcats against split back Veer, Poole, and Dubois in the backfield. Harris up under center, turn, gives this one to Tommy Poole. Trying to cut it to the outside. He's across the 45. Cuts outside to the 40, to the 40, to the 30, to the 20. 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Fair Bobcat. Thomas Poole with a 51-yard touchdown run with 7.5 minutes to play in the game. And the Fair Bobcats lead it 24-13 over the Houston Tigers. And Fair will kick the extra point here. 7:05 to play in the game. Tommy Poole, who had been kind of stacked up all afternoon long, now with a 51-yard run, he's got 98 on the afternoon. Bobcats to attempt the extra point. Ball back, down, kick is up, right down the middle. It is good. Fair Bobcats lead it 25-13 over the Houston Tigers. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with the kickoff in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Touchdowns in the last 39 seconds. A 5-yard touchdown by the Houston Tigers. And then the Thayer Bobcats got a first down on an 18-yard run by Zeb Dubois out to the 49. And then Tommy Gunpool with a 51-yard touchdown run. Thayer Bobcats back up by 2 scores with 7 minutes to play in the game. Dangerous play here for Thayer. They got to kick the ball off to the Houston Tigers, who already have a touchdown return for a touchdown. Of course, touchdown return for a touchdown. Have a kickoff return, what I meant to say, for a touchdown. Well, Thayer going to try and kick it away from the deep men for the Houston Tigers. Bobcats tee it up at the 40. Cooper Clark put a foot into it. Low line drive going to be fielded by the Tigers, out to the 30, looking for some room to run. Ball carrier finally brought down at the 36-yard line. So the Houston Tigers will have it first and 10 at their own 37-yard line. Six flag. Ooh, they give them a good spot out to the 38. So it'll be 63 yards to pay dirt for the Houston Tigers. Air Bobcats. Obviously, the defense wants to stop here, get the ball back, and try and run the clock out on this one. 6:58 to go in the game. Houston seems to be a little bit confused on offense here as they broke the huddle. Number 3, D.J. Riley in there, quarterback. Got a man on his right hip to protect. Arthur is lined up wide to the far side. Riley straight back looking to throw. Got all day. Throws this one across the middle. It is caught. Oh, it's incomplete. Arthur dropped it back at the 30-yard line. That would have been a touchdown. He just flat out dropped that ball.
Yep.
That was a beautifully thrown ball. He was wide open running across the middle of the field. Brandon Prince was trying to keep stride. And Arthur had it in his hands and dropped it.
Hit him in the worst possible spot.
Right?
Right in the hands.
That was a pretty ball thrown there by D.J. Riley. They've got the wind at their back here, so it only makes sense if they try and go for a couple long ones. They need 2 scores if they're going to catch the Thayer Bobcats here in the final 6 minutes of the game. Riley back in the quarterback. Takes a handoff. Now looking to run for it. Bobcats have got it hemmed up in the backfield.
That's Corbin Taylor.
And Corbin Taylor, the freshman, makes the play all the way back at the 31-yard line. Ladies and gentlemen, that's my across-the-road neighbor right there. I taught him how to do that.
Did you?
Yeah. Third down now for the Houston Tigers. It'll be third down. They've got to get to the 48. They're back at the 31. That is third and 17. Third and 17, Bobcats bringing some fresh folks in on the defense. Them Dubois trying to get off the field before Houston snaps the ball. They do. I keep an eye out for Mr. Jordan Arthur, number 1. Quarterback back, looking to throw, throws it over the middle, pass is way overthrown. It'll bring up fourth down, and the Houston Tigers, I don't think you've got any choice but to kick the ball away here. Yeah, it looks like they're going to bring in the punting team on a fourth and 17 from their own 31-yard line. Bobcats ought to get pretty good field position here.
I'd like to point out that that is six straight incomplete passes by the Houston Tigers.
Wow. So the Houston punter is on here with 6:09 to play in the game. Corbin Taylor back deep to receive the kick. It's a high, wobbly kick. Taylor will field it at the 35 and gets brought down right there. That is a good defensive play. Who was that? Number two, that was Bryson Jordan. Who else? He's made every other tackle for them this afternoon.
Jordan.
And with 6 minutes to go in the game, Fair Bobcats with the ball back, leading 25-13. Now it's grind out some first downs and run that clock. Fair Bobcats going against a pretty stiff wind here all of a sudden.
A cold wind, too.
Yeah, it is. Hope it doesn't blow up a shower because we're sitting out here in the bleachers.
We need to go move our stuff to the press box real quick.
No. First and 10, Fair Bobcats. Went back formation. Dawson Harris up under center. Hands it off to Thomas Poole. Last time he touched it, he went 51 yards for a touchdown. This time he goes for about three. Bring up a second down and seven for the Thayer Bobcats. But the clock will run. The buzzards are circling here at Millman Sports Company. I mean, right over the field. Is that an omen?
That's kind of an eerie one.
It is. Second down and about 6 yards to go when they marked the ball down finally at the 36-yard line. Fair Bobcats, second down play. We're down under 5.5 minutes to play in the game. Dawson Harris up under center, power eye backfield. Turns, gives on a handoff to Poole, and Poole could be brought down behind the line. Good defensive play there by the Houston Tigers. They bring Poole down about 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Bring up a third down and 8 now for the Thayer Bobcats. I don't know that I've seen that particular play run out of the power eye before. But Houston sniffed it out. So Thayer with a big play here. Leading 25-13. You don't want to give the ball back to the Tigers with under 5 minutes to play in the game. Bobcats taking their time in the huddle. 12 seconds on the play clock as they break that huddle. They get to the line. Single wing. The wing back is Zubois. They turn, give the ball to Poole. Poole trying to get to the outside. Cuts it upfield to the 35, dives ahead to about the 39. Going to be just short of the first down marker, but about a 7-yard run to make it fourth down and 3 for the Thayer Bobcats. I think if you're the Bobcats, you got to punt this ball.
Yeah.
Got to punt this ball away. Yeah, Dawson Harris comes off the field. Thayer will be in punt formation here. Last time they attempted a punt, Cooper Clark pulled up, tried to throw a pass over the middle. And it was incomplete, gave Houston the ball at the 20-yard line. And they scored a touchdown. 25-13 our score. Bobcats taking their time here. Play clock is down to 2. They're still in the huddle. Now we get a timeout call by Coach Briar Hancock. Well, a timeout on the field. 4th and 4 coming up for the Thayer Bobcats with 3:55 to play. Thayer leads Houston 25-13. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're back to Houston after the timeout. Thayer Bobcats lead 25-13, 3:55 to go in the game. Thayer Bobcats called that timeout prior to setting up here in punt formation. And Jordan Arthur dropping deep for the Houston Tigers, and they're going to tell Cooper Clark, punt this ball away from Arthur. Do not let him field this ball. High snap. Clark brings it in, gets the kick off, and it's blocked. The ball is blocked and recovered by Houston at the 41-yard line of the Thayer Bobcats. Wow. Bobcats struggling in the punt game this afternoon. And it'll officially go down as an 11-yard kick after it was blocked. So Houston with the ball at the Thayer 41-yard line, 3:48 to play in the game. Bobcat defense trying to stand tall here. Jordan Arthur wide to the far side for Houston. Number three, D.J. Riley in shotgun formation for the Tigers. Takes a snap, fakes a handoff, throws the ball over the middle. Caught at the 35 and down inside the 30. Ball carrier, no whistle yet. He's still on his feet inside the 20. And the Thayer Bobcats think there's a whistle blown. Malachi Morgan on the reception all the way down to the 17-yard line. The Bobcat coaches are adamant on the sideline that there was a whistle. Houston coming, no huddle. And Riley hands the ball off. D.J. Arthur on the jet sweep trying to get to the outside. No, that was Seago. Seago tackled at the 10. Seago will get it down to the 10-yard line. So Houston going no huddle. They pick up 7 yards on the play, 6 yards on the play. Second down and about four here for the Tigers. Counting down to 3 minutes to play. Arthur going wide to the left side. That was a pretty play to the tight end out there.
It was.
D.J. Riley in the backfield. He's just going to tuck it run. He's hitting the backfield at the 15. He ran into Xavier Gonzalez, who makes the tackle at the 15-yard line.
There was nowhere to go once he hit him.
Nowhere to go. That'll bring up third down and 8 now for the Houston Tigers. They've got to get a first down here to keep the drive alive. Third down and 8 for the Tigers deep in Bobcat territory at the 15-yard line. Bryson, no, it is not number 2 in there now. Bryson Jordan in at quarterback. And he fakes handoff. No, gives the handoff, and the ball carrier brought down at the 20-yard line. Cooper Clark and Xavier Gonzalez bring down the ball carrier all the way back at the 20-yard line. It's going to bring up a fourth down and 13 after another big loss on the play for the Houston Tigers. Thayer Bobcat defense coming up big when they have to here late in the game. 25-13, Thayer leads. 2 minutes exactly to go in the game. Houston with a 4th and 13 inside the Bobcat 25-yard line. Quarterback back to throw. He's this one over the middle. This ball is going to be intercepted at the 1-yard line. Brandon Prince with his second interception of the afternoon. Brandon Prince with his second interception of the afternoon. The Thayer Bobcats will take over as they hold the Houston Tigers inside the 15-yard line. What a defensive stand by the Thayer Bobcats.
I think he used that as a punt.
I don't know. He just floated it up over the middle.
There was nobody in the middle.
Nobody there for Houston, so a little miscommunication. And quarterback was getting some pressure out there. So Thayer's got it first and 10 from their own 1-yard line with a minute 54 to play in the game. One first down, and this game is over. Dawson Harris will turn, get the ball to Poole. Poole trying to get the outside, gets across the 10 out to about the 11-yard line. That may be enough. They're going to mark him down on the 10. Tommy Poole with another 9 yards to add to his resume this afternoon. That put him over 100?
Yeah, oh yeah. That puts him at 117.
117 yards on the afternoon for Tommy Poole.
103 for Zeb Dubois.
103 for Dubois.
37 for Boyce.
All right.
38 for Combs.
There, Bobcats. Running back by committee has worked this afternoon. Thayer with a second down and 9, taking their time in the huddle. They'll run as much clock as they can. We're down to a minute 15 to play in the game. A first down here, and it's over. Dawson Harris up under center. Going to hand it to Poole, running over the left side. Tommy trying to break a tackle. Got the first down. Picks up 2 on the play. And actually give him out to the 13-yard line. Dawson makes the tackle, and that's a first down for the Thayer Bobcats with a minute 4 to play in the game. Clock continues to run. Well, Thayer can pretty much just run out the clock here and going to go home with a big win over the undefeated Houston Tigers. They're letting the clock run as they just stand around in the huddle. Down to 45 seconds. And still 32 seconds, and the play clock is not running. Why is the play clock not running? Bobcats just going to stand back. Now they come to the line of scrimmage. Now they start the clock. Whitback's behind Harris. Takes a snap. Hands it off. And Tommy Poole again running over the right side. Going to pick up another 3 or 4. And that play will end the ball game. 20 seconds to go. Thayer Bobcats don't have to snap it again. And your final score, Thayer Bobcats 25. Houston Tigers 13. Baylor Bobcats improved to 4-1 on the year. The Houston Tigers dropped to 4-1.